This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. 3 months before Neil Armstrong made history as the first man to walk on the moon in July 1969, newspapers around the world carried pictures of an earlier lunar visitor, Snoopy.
He went to the moon in March of 1969, so he actually bested Apollo's record by several months. He commented that he had beaten everyone to the moon, including the stupid cat who lived next door. I'm not sure what the astronauts might have thought about that, but he was the first beagle on the moon.
Jane O'Kane is the curator at the Charles M. Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, which will open a new exhibit tomorrow that focuses on Snoopy and Schulz's long and friendly relationship with NASA, especially the Apollo 10 mission. It was that mission, recalls astronaut Captain Eugene Cernan, that actually adopted the names of two popular Peanuts characters.
The Apollo days, we had two spacecraft, and we had to call each other something, and I think I just pulled it out of a hat, to be honest with you. It's one of those inspirational moments, and started calling John Young, who was in the mothership, Charlie Brown, and he called us Snoopy, and it seemed to fit, and it stuck.
There's no definitive record, but Cernan is pretty sure the nicknames were his idea.
I seem to think that I just came up with it somewhere, and yeah, at this point in time, since no one can dispute it, I'll claim it.
Regardless, he says, calling the spacecraft Charlie Brown and Snoopy helped fire up public interest in their mission.
It sort of put a little fun into what we were doing, and everybody knew who Peanuts was, and Charlie Brown and Snoopy, and a lot of people related to Apollo 10 who might not have otherwise, even though we were only the second crew to go to the moon and just prior to the landing itself, that might not have been there otherwise.
It was also a proud moment for the character's creator, says Jane O'Kane.
He did make the comment that he thought that it was probably one of the highlights of using the characters when they actually were used as the call signs for Apollo 10.
Captain Cernan, crew commander Thomas Stafford, and some other NASA personnel will be at the Schulz Museum tomorrow for the grand opening of the exhibit. In addition to the usual cartoon strips and related artwork, curator O'Kane says they will also have some historic equipment on display.
We have some of the actual command components that were used in the firing room at Cape Kennedy or Cape Canaveral at that time. We are lucky enough to have on loan to us some of those actual components from the firing room that controlled the Saturn V rocket that launched Apollo 10.
Another corner of the exhibit tells the story of a little-known token that was highly prized among NASA workers and contractors, the Silver Snoopy Medallion.
Which is a coveted award that both contractors and NASA employees are eligible for. And all the Silver Snoopy pins are flown in space by the astronauts, and then the workers are awarded the Silver Snoopy pin by an astronaut. So it became a very prestigious award and very popular.
To the moon, Snoopy Soars with NASA will remain on display through July 20th at the Schulz Museum. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.